working fast, catching a train, flying the lane, drops the ball.
The 4th Fighter Command of the United States Army Air Forces, in cooperation with West Coast radio stations, presents this series of Monday evening programs honoring the 150,000 volunteer civilian observers and filter center workers whose round-the-clock vigilance keeps watchful guard of the Pacific Coast against attack by enemy planes.
Rise along, night and day, we'll help protect the USA.
Ken Carpenter speaking. Tonight we bring you the 10th edition of Eyes Aloft. It features another great modern American story. You'll hear the presentation of the weekly Gold Trophy Award, the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra and the Sportsmen, and a musical tribute to the Marine Corps. Good news about the publication of our theme song, The McKinley Diary, and a new feature, Why Will They Do It? Yes, it's time now for your Eyes Aloft narrator to step into the post and take over his shift, Gain Whitman.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our first story tonight comes from Northern California. We've called it, Give a Man a Bicycle He Can Ride to Duty. In the small town of Swanton, out on the Monterey Peninsula, lives a young fellow 15 years old who someday hopes to be a flyer. But less than 2 months ago, this fellow, Homer McCrary, was willing to settle for a bicycle for his mode of transportation. You see, Homer McCrary is an aircraft warning service observer. Let's go back to a day in the month of last May. Homer is on duty at his post. His chief observer, Mrs. Marie Giannone, has just dropped in to see how everything is.
Beautiful day, isn't it, Homer?
Swell, Mrs. Giannone. Oh, say, I'm sure glad you came by this afternoon.
Oh?
I'm going to have to quit.
Quit? Oh, no, Homer. You're one of my most reliable observers. Oh,
gee, thanks, but I'm going away.
To where?
Salinas in about a week, soon as school's over.
You're going to work there?
Pick fruit this summer. I'm sure going to save my money.
You're going to buy war bonds with it?
Yeah, sure I will, if there's any left over. Gosh, Mrs. Giannone, I got to buy me a bicycle.
A bicycle?
Yeah, I figured it all out. I come here to the post after school 7 days a week.
Yes, I know. You come every day. You're putting in a lot of time here, Homer.
Oh, that's okay. But I have to walk 4 miles each way. That's 8 miles a day. That's, 57 miles a week I have to walk. A bicycle can sure make it easier for me when I come back and start in here again next fall.
Well, you certainly should have one. And I admire you for going out to earn money to buy yourself one, Homer. I certainly do.
All through the hot summer months, Homer McCrary picked fruit in the Salinas orchards. And he saved his money to buy a good bicycle. In September, when he returned home, he went to Santa Cruz to make his cherished purchase.
Say, could you wait on me?
Oh, certainly. Glad to, son. What can I get for you?
It's right here. This is the beauty I want.
You mean you want to buy a bicycle?
Yeah, this one, the red one. Of course, I'm going to lower those handlebars a little and...
Well, wait a minute. I'm sorry, son. Government says we can't sell bicycles unless the purchaser has a priority number.
A priority number?
Yeah. Didn't you know? Bicycles have been frozen.
You mean I can't buy this one? After all, after...
Sorry, son. Bikes are frozen. You'll have to talk to Uncle Sam about it.
Gee, that's tough luck.
Disappointed and discouraged, the young fellow told his chief observer about the incident. A sympathetic, good-hearted woman, Mrs. Giannone, wrote a letter explaining the situation to the Santa Cruz County Director, H.H. Glessner. And what did Mr. Glessner do? He went straight to talk with the chairman of the Santa Cruz Rationing Board.
Now, Mr. Maddox, please understand that transportation is one of the Ground Observer Corps' biggest problems.
I can well imagine.
People can't get to the post. The post will fail.
But this boy, this observer, he's just one isolated case.
Yes, an individual one, to be sure. But we must meet these separate cases as they present themselves. Now, don't you think this boy is deserving?
He served at the post all last spring.
3 hours a day after school, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. And he's back on the job again now?
Yes. He's walking those 8 miles every day again.
Well, sounds like a pretty sober-thinking kid.
I should say he is. Well, what do you say, Mr. Maddox? Let's give this boy a priority number so he can buy his bicycle.
All right. We'll do it.
Good.
On one condition.
What's that?
I'll give you the papers to have him sign, and I also want a statement from him.
What kind of statement?
That he'll use that bicycle to ride to Swanton Post at least 5 times a week.
5 times a week? Yeah, that'll be easy for a lad that goes every day of the week. Let me have that paper. We'll get him fixed right up so he can buy his bike.
This fall, every afternoon, about 4 o'clock, Homer McCrary comes rolling down the road on his new bike. The bicycle that he bought with money earned by picking fruit last summer. Yes, Homer McCrary proudly rolls up to the Swanton Observation Post each afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Hello, Homer.
Oh, gosh, Mrs. Giannone. I'm glad to see you.
Yes, but see who's come to pay the post a visit this afternoon.
Mr. Glessner. Gee, glad to see you, Mr. Glessner.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Homer.
Say, did you get my letter? Gee, thanks for everything.
You're welcome for anything Mrs. Giannone and I might have done to help you out.
If it hadn't been for you folks, I wouldn't have my bike.
Here, Homer. I brought you these.
What's that?
Magazines. About aviation.
Oh, brother, wonderful.
Well, you said you weren't going to be riding a bike all your life, Homer.
No, I'm going to take up flying as soon as I get out of high school. Gee, these are swell. Thanks a lot. You're a swell guy, Mr. Glessner. Oh, hey, wait.
What, Homer?
Don't you hear it? Oh, there it comes. A plane going east. I got a report at Prado.
Well, right on the job.
Well, I have to admit, I didn't hear it till he mentioned it. Homer McCrary is one of my very best observers. One of my best.
Army flash. One. Single. Very low. Overhead. East. Gosh, look at him go. Will I fly me one of those someday? Yeah.
Today and every day now, Homer McCrary rides his bike to the observation post. Someday, as he dreams, he will fly the planes he is now reporting. As General Kepner has said, as long as there are young Americans growing up with purpose and love of country, we can be certain that America will always carry on. The 4th Fighter Command of the United States Army Air Forces salutes Homer McCrary, a young fellow who is serving his country as best he can.
We have some good news to reveal today. Good news for all those who bothered to write a letter or drop us a postcard regarding whether or not our theme song, Eyes Aloft, should be published. A most impressive pile of mail has come in from you people in the last 2 weeks. And incidentally, the Los Angeles Filter Center designed an enormous postcard about 4 feet long and 3 feet wide and sent it to Gordon Jenkins last week. On the back, it held the signatures of nearly 1,200 persons who desired to have the song published. All of your mail was placed before several top-ranking music publishers, and they were all interested in the song. This morning, Gordon Jenkins, the composer, signed contracts with the old, reliable New York music publishing firm of Shapiro Bernstein. And within a short time, Shapiro Bernstein will have printed attractive sheet music copies of Eyes Aloft, and you'll be able to purchase it over the counter in your local music shop and dime stores. Remember, all profits to the composer, Gordon Jenkins, are being placed in a bonded account. And when they're sufficient, one or more worthy communities will be selected by a board of judges, and an observation tower will be built and presented at no cost to those communities. Perhaps your community will be so honored. We'll advise you on this program when the song is ready for sale. Here now, Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra and the sportsmen join the thrilling music of Eyes Aloft with the traditional fighting song of the Marine Corps. It's Eyes Aloft in medley with the Marine Hymn.
Sentinel's cry, but a modern 20th century Paul Revere must watch the sky. Eyes aloft, night and day, will help protect the USA. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, they have fought our country's battles on the land as on the sea. And to fight for right and freedom and to keep their honor clean, they are proud to claim the title of United States Marine. One if I land and two if I sea was once a sentinel's cry, but a modern 20th century Paul Revere must watch the sky. Eyes aloft, night and day, will help protect the USA.
Tonight we are introducing a new thumbnail feature. Listening time, 2 minutes. Title, Why Will They Do It? It's our new brickbats and bouquet department. Tonight we have a... Well, wait and see. You be the judge. And those in the studio here will have a chance to vote when it's over. Why will they do it? This one actually happened last week. We won't name the town. We won't name the state. A woman who had once been an observer and who had quit after 2 weeks of grueling service because she got a kink in her neck from looking up for aeroplanes or some other equally silly excuse, was caught doing this. She lived on a farm. Her telephone was on a farmer's party line. We admit that some of her neighbors might have been a little bit gabby, but this is what she did. We let you be the judges after you've heard. Then you can either boo or you can give a round of applause. Now, listen and make up your mind how you want to cast your vote for this particular lady. One afternoon, she went to her phone to make a call.
Well, talk. Some people talk all the time. They just live on the phone. But I hope it isn't busy yet, or I'm apt to...
Well, listen, Bunny. Can I come over and see you tonight?
Well, do you think you should?
Well, gee, don't you love me, Bunny?
Oh, sure.
My...
Well, then, can I come over tonight? Hey, we can go for a ride or something.
Well...
I'll just put an end to that puppy love talk. I'll show
them
they can't ride the phone all day long.
Think.
Now we'll see.
Honey, what do you say?
Well,
hello.
You sure you want?
Hello, who's on the line?
Hey, lady, this line is busy.
We're talking.
Oh yes, well you can just stop. This isn't an Army Flash.
Army Flash? Oh my gosh, Bunny, we're supposed to hang right up.
We are.
Yeah, you've got to let the Army have the phone. Goodbye, baby. Hey. I love you.
I love you double anything you say. Bye-bye.
Well, I should think. That cleared the lines fast enough. Army Flash. Well, now maybe I can call Mr. Slumblestump. Find out if Oscar's still drinking so much beer Saturday nights when he goes to town. I ought to tell Mabel what I heard about Oscar the other night.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mabel. How are you? This is Maud. I just wanted to call up and chin a little. How's Oscar?
He's fine.
It's a nice day today.
Looks like rain over my way.
Don't hear. Say, Mabel, did you hear what happened to Hattie Hennifer this morning? Well, now, the way I hear it, that is...
Why will they do it? Well, folks, what do you think of anybody who'll do a thing like that? What's your vote for this woman? A boo or a round of applause?
Boo!
You bet. She deserves a good, solid boo-ket. And I'll tell you something else. She committed a very serious offense in the eyes of the 4th Fighter Command of the United States Army Air Forces. She violated the use of the telephone system, violated the use of the coded emergency call, Army Flash, and she is subject at this very time to severe penalties. We hope such a thing never happens again. Yeah, why will they do it? Here, one of the most popular features of our program, the McKinley Diary. Unedited excerpts from the famous little black and white notebook. Comments and thoughts, just as they have been entered in the diary by the observers of the McKinley Oregon Post. Now, the first gentle rains of fall have come to the little mountain valley. Rains that have washed away the dusty cares of summer. Now spruce, pine, and fir trees stand in stately verdance, richly green and clean for God's washing. On the hillside slopes, circles of fallen leaves lie on the ruddy earth beneath fruit trees to make pleasant patchwork of the countryside. These days, there is a feeling of things to come, of holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas time. But holidays won't mean quite the same at home this year. This year in the valley, there will be vacant chairs when families gather at festive boards. For many of the valley's boys have gone away to serve their country. A simple monument to those fighting men stands in the midst of the valley today. A tiny, unpainted shack. It is the observation post. Here. Shall we step inside a moment? Yes, there it is, lying open on the table. The diary of the watchers. Let's look at some entry that has been made in it. Let's see what this one here says.
August 23rd, a week of thrills. Chief one, Vern, got a 5-day furlough and came home. He looks taller and is in the pink of health. Saturday at 6 a.m., he left for Santa Ana Air Base, but expects to be transferred to the electric service. Somewhere. Verna Hansen.
Yes, many of the valley's boys are in the service now. Well, let's turn here to September 8th, 4 o'clock in the morning.
As I sit here and listen to the roll of thunder and watch the flashes of lightning, the thought crosses my mind. Suppose this was the din of battle, man-made, instead of the natural elements. A crash just passed that rocked this small shack. I'm not afraid of thunder and lightning, but would relish some company just now. A few drops of rain are falling on the roof. I do hope it really rains hard, as I'm sure there'll be forest fires follow this terrific lightning. I can see my neighbor's house a quarter of a mile away every time the flashes come. And oh boy, the heavens must have opened up and spilled the rain now. Boiler factory would be a quiet place compared to this little 6x8 shack right now. And jeepers, the roof leak. I think I'm going to cover up my head if I can find something to cover it with. Yours till dawn, Mabel O'Sullivan.
Time to read just one more entry. Then we must hurry on our way. Here's one written September 14th by a man who has since enlisted in the Army.
Monday morning, 2:30 a.m. Years ago, President McKinley died, and Theodore Roosevelt became president. An even greater Roosevelt is president today. Our present president has a more difficult task than had either Washington or Lincoln. Defeat under Washington meant that the people would continue to live as they had lived before war began. Defeat under Lincoln meant that the people would live in two nations instead of a united one. Defeat under Roosevelt means that the people will die without a nation. T.S. Easton.
And so we close McKinley Diary till another time. Communities, the Ground Observer Corps group have come to add colorful social flavor. Being a ground observer isn't necessarily all work and vigilance. In Clatsop County, Oregon, down near the mouth of the mighty Columbia River, the observers of the little logging and fishing town of Napa decided to have a meeting and a party on the evening of October 10th. That afternoon, they decorated the community hall.
Now, be careful up there on that ladder, George.
Yeah, can you toss me up another roll of bunting?
Well, I think we ought to run it right over and drape it down in front of the speaker's platform.
Well, any way you ladies want it. Just hand me up the flags and bunting, will
you? I hope this downpour doesn't keep Lieutenant Clark and Sergeant Sousa from getting here from Portland.
Oh, I think they'll get here all right. Mr. Pearson, are you going to bring over your movie projector and run off those comedy films tonight for the party?
Well, what about it, folks? Well,
I've never seen them. Bring them over, sure.
Mrs. Abrams is bringing the cake as soon as the rain lets up. The big one.
Yeah, we ought to put the cake on the speaker's table.
Well, Violet, are we going to have a candle on us? I think we should.
Oh, by all means. This is Napa Post's first birthday. We'll have one big candle on the cake.
Hey, what kind of food are we going to have tonight, girl?
You mind your decorating up there, George. I'll find out about the food. What are we going to eat tonight, ladies?
Everything that's good. Sandwiches, cakes, coffee.
Any potato salad?
And don't forget the jelly rolls somebody's bringing, Adriana.
Oh, yes, and jelly rolls.
What about potato salad?
There'll be plenty of potato salad for you men, George. And now we must hurry, folks. It's almost 6, and most everyone has to go home and dress.
Party starts at 9?
8:30 or 9. As soon as the county director and the officers and everybody get here.
You don't think Roberta Benson knows anything about the going-away presents we bought for her, do you?
Oh, no, I don't think Miss Benson has an inkling. It'll be a real surprise.
Well, she sure deserves it. Nobody could have worked any harder as our chief observer.
I heard Roberta's going to California, is that right?
Well, I think we should have red, white, and blue ribbons on
that. Yes, the observers of Napa, Oregon had all pitched in and were giving a community party. The party had a twofold purpose. It was to celebrate the first anniversary of the Napa Observation Post, one of the posts to start even before war was declared. The other reason was to honor their very hard-working and highly efficient chief observer, Mrs. Robert Benson. Though the weather was ugly that night of October 10th, nearly 175 people attended at Community Hall. There were fishermen, farmers, loggers, sawmill workers, housewives, local businessmen.
And now I want to introduce our very capable Clatsop County Director, whom we also know as our Clatsop County Assessor, Mike Kosovitz.
Thank you. Thank you. It is indeed a thrilling moment in my life as I look down upon these long rows of tables and see the faces of so many people who have been so diligently serving their nation as ground observers. Napa Post has a high rating of efficiency. In fact, I'm proud to say that nearly every post in Clatsop has a high rating. You know, I could talk for quite a while tonight about our work, but I'm going to turn the meeting over to Lieutenant Clark and Sergeant Souza, who have some pleasant surprises for many of you. Lieutenant Robert Clark, our ground observation officer for this filter area.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike Kosovitz. Before coming here to the meeting tonight, I drove over to see your wonderful new observation post built. It's really a beauty. The county court has done well by you in furnishing such an excellent build. Two observers were there on duty. They're missing the party here tonight. But don't you think we should save them a piece of the anniversary cake?
Sure, great idea.
Friends, I brought with me tonight 42 observer armbands. 42 of your group have served the Army for 100 hours or more. And you will receive these awards tonight. And later, I have a film which Sergeant Souza is going to run off for you. It's titled, What About Air Raid? And I think you'll get some valuable instruction. However, before we proceed, I want to turn the meeting back to the capable hands of our Master of Ceremonies, who will tell one of the ladies here about a certain surprise. Okay, Master of Ceremonies.
Well, we've got a little surprise for someone whom we all highly respect. She helped organize our Napa Observers Post over a year ago, and she's bravely endured all the headaches of a chief observer. Seriously, though, people, she really has inspired this community to carry on this work for the Army. For when some of us let her down on watches, she always went herself and carried on those watches, day or night, in our places. I think we all appreciate what she's done. Now she's taking a leave of absence for a couple of months and going to California. While she's gone, we want her to know that we'll carry on just as though she were here directing us. When she comes back, she'll take over again. Roberta Vinson is our chief observer. Mrs. Vinson, will you stand up?
What?
Just come over here, please, Roberta.
Well, what's this all about?
Mrs. Vinson, your work and your services to this community haven't gone unnoticed. We wanted to express our appreciation.
Well, but I don't understand.
We've taken up a little collection and bought you a going-away present.
A present?
Now, that's it, Mike. Bring them over here. That's right. Put them right here on the table.
Yeah, here we are.
Oh, dear.
Two pieces of airplane luggage, Roberta.
Oh, they're beautiful. They're beautiful. Oh, how can I ever thank you, Peter?
Oh, but open them up. There are a few little knick-knacks inside.
More?
Here, I'll open this one. And this one, I think. Yeah, there we are. They're wrapped in cellophane.
Oh. Why, look at this. Why, it's a beautiful, beautiful house coat. And what's this? Oh, lingerie. Yeah. Oh, and a lovely nightgown. Oh, thank you all so very, very much. I'm going away for a while, but I'm coming back home. I'm coming back because you're my people. I'm one of you. This is where I belong, where the best people in all the world live. Thank you. Thank you. And while I'm away, keep all the watches covered. Be there. Always be there. Because that's where I'll be, in spirit. Right there at our observation post.
At least one community showed its chief observer that her work had been appreciated. Where there is such community thinking, such community spirit, there cannot help but be good things. The Napa, Oregon Observation Post is outstanding because that community is imbued with a solid American attitude. Each week, we present the National Broadcasting Company's Eyes Aloft Gold Trophy Award to some deserving observation post or filter setter. Here is Captain Russell Z. Smith to make this week's presentation. Captain Smith.
American spirit is built not on the thoughts and feelings of an individual, but upon the collective attitude of communities. When a community's thinking is healthy, it is indeed a prosperous spot on the American map. Certainly, the community of Napa, Oregon, is a credit to this nation. In particular, it is a credit to the Aircraft Warning Service of the 4th Fighter Command. It is with pride that we present this week's Eyes Aloft Gold Trophy Award to Napa, Oregon Observation Post.
Jane Whitman saying goodnight to the 150,000 Aircraft Warning Service volunteer civilians who keep constant vigil of our home front so that America will be safe from any attack by air. Good night.
Eyes Aloft is written and produced by Robert L. Redd. The music is composed and conducted by Gordon Jenkins. Next week, we present from San Francisco Mr. James C. Shepard, director of the 9th Civilian Defense Region. This is Ken Carpenter, charging you to always remember Eyes Aloft.
Eyes Aloft, watching the skies, watching the planes flying the lanes up above. Eyes Aloft, always on guard, lending a hand, protecting the land we love. One if by land and two if by sea was once the sentinel's cry. But a modern 20th century Paul Revere must watch the sky. Eyes Aloft!
Eyes Aloft has come to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.